Hello, everybody, including my PGA DFS fans. Thanks for joining me on the Awesomo YouTube channel here. And of course, as part of our ongoing effort to maximize your experience here with us at awesomo.com, well, we've created two new YouTube channels. So if you're not interested in, say, my golf picks right now, but you're interested in fantasy football stuff, well, head on over to our Awesomo Fantasy Football YouTube channel, where all of our newest content, our video content and audio content can be found there. And of course, if you do want to take some of these golf picks, but you're not interested in playing PGA DFS, well, check out our Awesomo Odds channel. It's going to give you all of the best sports betting content that we have available for you. Take advantage of that. And of course, thank you for joining us. Make sure you subscribe, especially to all three of these channels. And this one, you'll get notified when these short form videos do come live. This is the PGA DFS Top 5 Sleepers for the Northern Trust. This week, we only have 3 weeks left in the PGA Tour regular season. After that, we'll get 25, minimum 25 new golfers to talk about. Some will be moving down to the Korn Ferry Tour, and of course, some will be moving up from that. So let's go ahead and do a quick review of last week. And it was probably my worst week in terms of the sleepers possibly ever during this video, as four of my five golfers missed the cut. Will Zalatoris, well, he was the only one to make the cut for me. Michael Gellerman, Akshay Bhatia, JT Poston, Matthew Wolff, all missing the cut last week. Bit unfortunate, wouldn't you say? So let's go ahead and jump right into this week's, because I can't do much worse, right? Let's start off with number one, all the way at the bottom of the board. We're not quite all the way at the bottom. Carlos Ortiz, let's start with him. He's coming in at 6,900 this week and just 3% owned. He has played here a couple of years ago in 2019, where he came in 67th. But for Ortiz, the recent form, well, I think the form is better than what the results are showing, especially when we look at his Olympic performance a couple of weeks ago. He really had a chance to medal, if not win it, before a total collapse on the back nine. But I think we can get by that. PGA Tour event here, only 125 players, should have no problem making the weekend. And when we look at his strokes gain rank, he really only needs one part of his game to click to be good, and that is his approaches. Let's go over them here. 55th off the tee, 114 on the approach, 59 around the green, and 70 on the green with his putter. So really, if his irons get going, Ortiz is right there. Next guy I want to talk about, he is the total boom or bust. There's a couple of them in this field. Sebastian Munoz is one, and the golfer I want to talk about, Max Homa, is another. Where I like to roster Homa, well, when he's in these low seven range and under 5% owned. A couple of weeks ago, I tried to play him when he was, say, about 8% owned in 7,700. Well, I'm getting a discount on both the price and ownership here this week. And it's not like the form is that far behind. He came in 51st a couple of weeks ago. Look at his strokes gain rank, see how he gets things done. Also, came in 38th here a couple of years ago when he did make the playoffs. And see why he makes the playoffs. Well, strokes gain will tell us. He's a pretty good ball striker, ranked 64th and 48th off the tee and on the approach. And on the green, 150th. That's where he struggles. But when he gets on the green, pretty good putter, ranked 72nd. He's also a very streaky putter as well. He can three putt from nowhere, and he can also one putt from anywhere. That is golf, though, after all. Third sleeper I want to talk about is a guy that I think is on the verge of a Ryder Cup berth, maybe his last one as a player. It's Phil Mickelson. He's coming in at 7,300 this week, and nobody wants to play him for some reason. Projected at around 1% owned. Maybe it's the price. Not really sure, but he's made the cut in each of the 2 years that the event has been played at Liberty National, the Northern Trust. I think before that it was the Barclays and a few other things. 71st and 6th in 2019 and 2013. Plus, he's coming off a 17th place finish at the WGC FedEx. So form looks pretty good. Look at his strokes gain ranked, and well, it's more indicative of his bad play rather than his good play. 167th off the tee, 99 on the approach, 134 around the green, and 137th putting. You wouldn't expect a major champion to have these type of results, but Mickelson, outside of his big finishes, has not played good. So no surprise to see strokes gain numbers just not quite there. Next guy that we want to talk about is a guy that I know one of the next 2 weeks is going to play well. I'm hoping it's this week. Maybe it's next week at the no cut. And we're talking about Cameron Champ. 7,300 this week at 4% owned. Has a top 21 here a couple of years ago. And is one start removed from his win that he had at the 3M Open, kind of came out of nowhere. And we know Cameron Champ, well, he likes to do it off the tee. He's ranked 7th this year. He's improved on his approaches, ranked 146th. I think he ranked outside of the top 170 last year. But his short game, That's why he's had a struggle this year, ranked 197th around the green and 201 putting. Now, most recently, when he's had in his 11th, a first place finish and a 31st, he's putted and chipped much better, certainly taking a lot of stress off of his ball striking. So Cameron Champ this week, 7,304% owned. I like him. If he misses the cut, I'll probably like him even more next week. All right, the last guy I want to talk about, and if you checked out my value video already, I mentioned a little bit about how I felt ownership was going to play out. And it seems like Alex and us over here at Osmo projected out to be what I thought, very, very balanced. Not many golfers, if any, will get over 20% owned this week, which is not going to allow for many golfers to be under 10% owned either. One of the three that are going to be at or under 10% owned this week above 8,000 is Hideki Matsuyama. Coming off of the missed cut at Sedgefield, Matsuyama may be seen as a little bit more of a risk compared to the guys at 9,100 and Daniel Berger and 8,900 and Webb Simpson. For me though, Matsuyama's on one of those runs of form that allows him to play incredibly well tee to green and possibly one of the best approach games, maybe behind Morikawa, in the entire game of golf. So I want to stick with that, especially under 10% owned. Matsuyama, let's check out his other stats here. 30th at this course 2 years ago at Liberty National. Of course, we had the miscut at Sedgefield, but second at the WGC FedEx. Take a look at his strokes gain ranks. I just mentioned how good he is ball striking. 56th off the tee and 15th on the approach. But a little underrated is his around the green game. He's ranked 39th this year and is very, very good. We know, though, his game goes with his putter. Ranked 180th this year, pretty terrible. But still, one or two good days matched up with the other things that are fantastic in his game, and he'll be right there come Sunday. All right, let's go ahead and review 5-1 pretty quickly. Carlos Ortiz, Max Homa, Phil Mickelson, Cameron Champ, and Hideki Matsuyama. All right, everybody, that's going to do it here for me. For the PGA DFS Top 5 Sleepers for the Northern Trust. Again, everybody, we have a couple more weeks in the regular season. Next week is the BMW and then followed by the Tour Championship. We get a week off before we get to the fall swing. But like I mentioned, we're going to have plenty of new faces to chat about and, of course, our existing ones as well. So until next time, everybody, good luck this week at the Northern Trust. And we'll see you on the other side. Cheers.